USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House Budget Committee advanced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill on Monday, clearing the first major hurdle for the measure. The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-line vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on the bill by the full House by the end of the week. President Biden and Democratic leadership in Congress have said their goal is to pass a bill before the latest round of federal unemployment benefits expire on March 14th. The measure is expected to face more resistance in the Senate, where West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin has said that he would oppose a measure in the bill to raise the federal minimum wage to $15. And the wife of Mexican drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arrested Monday, according to the Justice Department. Emma Coronel Isboro was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. She's charged with trafficking cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and meth into the United States. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turn key process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-765-2593. 800-765-2593. 800-765-2593. That's 800-765-2593.